Hi guys, this is Sarah and
Brittany,
and this is Violated Community Guidelines. We're going to be exploring a weird and wacky part of the internet today, like we usually do.
Yeah.
What are we going to be talking about?
Today we are dealing with artificial intelligence influencers, or creators, because as we'll come to find out in this episode, there are a lot of different terms for a lot of different things in this community.
Yes.
So the influencers themselves, we think, are the people that create these strange beings. Mm-hmm. But the actual personalities are like AI Instagram models, per se, like more so.
Yeah, it's like someone that's completely made up. And then the AI influencers, the people who programmed it, I guess.
Or voiced them.
Yeah.
A whole crazy community.
Just a bunch of wacky kids. So we have a couple articles. About, you know, a rundown of what AI influencers are. I think it peaked in around like 2018, but they're still around today. So if you don't know what an AI influencer is, is it the future of influencer marketing? God, I just like stuttered through that. But basically, in this article, it says the concept of AI influencers has actually been around since 2016, in some cases even earlier than that. However, it wasn't until 2018 that AI influencers started gaining traction, and according to most predictions, 2019 will be even bigger. So this is a bit dated.
Bit dated, yeah.
In other words, it's not a physical influencer. Wait. Confused. As you can tell from the name, an AI influencer is an influencer based on artificial intelligence. In other words, it's not a physical influencer that walks our planet, but a computer-created and controlled persona. Yes.
And I want to point out that, because if you guys remember this at all, I remember being on Instagram in like 2018, 2019 more so, and seeing like Lil Michaela, who we'll talk about later, and just being confused because the rendering is so crisp and good. Like, at first, if you didn't know any better, you would think it's a real person. And I guess that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
And then I remember there literally was a time in like 2018 where she posted on Instagram something like, I'm real, like, help me.
Yeah.
And it was this cry for help that was like crazy. I'm looking back on it now and I'm like, what the hell? The internet is wild. She was like, I have feelings and emotions. I'm not just a robot. And it's like, you quite literally are a robot.
Yeah, she literally identifies as a girl robot.
Yes.
That's what it says in her bio.
But I remember this whole freak out, and it started this kind of, I don't know, just really deep interest in this whole community. So we decided to do this episode. And then my question from the beginning was, what is the purpose that these serve? And a lot of these articles say that it's for like ad campaigns and for fashion and lifestyle to push that somehow.
But that seems like inherently problematic because
absolutely.
Because influencers, like you influence people, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are, you know, not real, but all your features are like racially ambiguous, or you're super thin, or you're not an actual, like the person who created you is not actually the same race as you.
Problematic.
And then also you are selling products, but we can't trust that you've used them.
Yeah.
I would understand maybe like fashion, so to like display products,
right?
But also, you know, you're influencing like beauty standards.
Well, that, and even then, like these are physical items of clothing that have been artificially animated onto you. It's just like the craziest shit ever. Like, I actually, it's gonna make me start sweating thinking about it. And also, there's I'm assuming a lot of y'all know Lil Michaela, which I kind of want to give her a little intro. Okay, so Michaela was one of the most prominent figures in the CGI influencer community. She is 19, said in air quotes, a self-described musician, change seeker, and robot with drip. K. Makes music on Spotify and collaborates with other artists like Bauer. And she did one with, not Lainey, who's the other one? Lauv.
L-A-U-V?
Yep.
Oh,
collabed with it. And I was like, this is going to be so bad. When I was like looking up the research for this, maybe it's kind of good. Maybe the music is kind of really good.
I have no idea. But then the thing is someone singing for Lil Michaela?
Someone voices her. Okay. Yes.
But can that person sing, or is it someone else singing?
I don't know.
Is this like a Troy Bolton, like from High School Musical thing?
Yeah. Is this a Zac Efron moment? Or who else have they done that to where they like boost the vocals.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Time magazine listed her as one of the most influential people on the internet. Top 25 most influential people on the internet.
Oh, wow.
She is allegedly from Downey, California, half Brazilian, half Spanish, Taurus, pursuing her music dreams in Los Angeles.
I mean, who decides half Brazilian, half Spanish? I wonder if the person who created her is also that as well.
I would be willing to bet big money that it was a white man that created her.
Yeah, so how can you, that's just problematic and like, you know.
Yes.
But reading like her comments are just like from little kids.
Yeah.
At this point, like so one example is, at this point, I don't think she is AI. It's kind of obvious, I guess. No hate, love your hair, by the way.
Smiley face, heart emoji.
When a robot has more friends than you. There also is this video that she posted on Twitter.
This shit is wild.
She was claimed that she was assaulted. So, like, she went in an Uber with this creepy guy. I guess it was, ride share. And he was asking her, are you real? And she's like, of course I'm real. And so, like, he gets in her face and, like, pinches her, to feel if she's real. And so she made this entire, like, Twitter video about it. And what's crazy to me is that, like, that seems like it's crossed the line.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of, these articles that I was, reading earlier, they said, the reason why people prefer AI Instagram models is because they can, perfectly curate their lives. And with a lot of influencers, some of their, past are, problematic. And so a lot of brands don't want to be associated with that. But why would you create a problematic, thing like this? Because I imagine that would ruin, some opportunities with brands.
Yeah. It's this whole weird thing of, you're removing the human element from it,
mm-hmm.
but at what cost? It's some Black Mirror shit, genuinely.
Yeah, well, I mean,
humans are the problem, so we're removing that variable from the equation, and now we're left with who? Low Michaela?
Yeah, but now they're weaving in problematic stuff.
Because it gets boring.
In an attempt to make them more human. So what that really says is why you like influencers is because they're flawed, you know?
No, that's tea.
That's why anyone goes to, see a movie. A lot of people like Lady Bird because they see themselves in Lady Bird.
We want the conflict.
Yeah, so these brands and these, AI people created this perfect influencer, but then they realize people don't want perfection.
Yeah.
You know, they want someone, isn't that crazy?
Or how about this? They want perfection aesthetically.
Yeah.
But not narratively.
Yeah.
So just in the vein of being controversial or causing problems on purpose, there was a Calvin Klein campaign that mm-hmm. came out that Lil Michaela was the face of, which first of all, hi, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Second of all, Bella Hadid is in this video.
Yeah.
It opens on Bella Hadid, a zoom out. And then we see Lil Michaela walk in all weird because she's, animated.
Yeah.
And they start making out.
Yeah, they are kissing.
They're kissing. And that's it. It's probably a 50-second commercial, if you would even call it that.
Yeah.
She's also worked with Prada. And I just think this is so actually dystopian and weird.
Yeah.
Because I could spend so much time dissecting what this means. Were they trying to push an LGBTQ agenda?
Yeah.
Or were they trying to make people drop their draws and
drop
their draws. Drop their jaws.
Drop their underwear.
Were they trying to make people drop their underwear? Was this supposed to be a shell shock moment of oh my God, I can't believe this happened?
Yeah. Well, it's just also, I can't speak to Bella Hadid's sexuality, but Michaela's obviously not real. So not only is someone who programmed them probably not the same race.
Yeah.
They're now creating a queer sort of thing aspect to it.
It just feels so icky.
It feels very weird. I don't know. I don't know if I can. The term queerbaiting, I'm not sure if this applies because it's only for people who are not real. And also, yeah. I don't want to I don't know. It just seems because you're using it to sell a product.
Yeah.
And it's why couldn't they just be in the same room together? You know, she hops on her back and they're haha, look at the stretch of the fabric.
I was going to say, it's a clothing campaign.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing the most.
Why would, I've never thought of, getting an ad or a sponsorship. And I'm what do I need to do in this to make people want to buy? Make out with someone.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't think anyone wants to see me in my underwear.
No one's asking for either of us to be seen no. half clothed.
It is so crazy. And also there was an article about how they wanted to be more size inclusive because people were getting mad at them. And if you look at the size inclusive model that they created
a joke,
basically a size 8.
Yeah,
like I was, if she was real, I would have her body. I was like, wow, this is really like, you know, guys, breaking new ground over here.
Yeah, really good stuff, guys. Let's the white man designing it, like, I'm make this bitch thick. It's just simply,
this is simply the biggest woman I've ever seen. It's just like, God, how?
You know what, though? It raises this question of, all right, since this is all artificially created and we are creating our own beauty standards and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Is this, like you said, the absolute biggest size of a woman that we're willing to accept?
Yeah.
To be seen as beautiful? Because these men that are creating these are determining the beauty standards, as men have always done. But it's this weird question of, like, is this the limit?
Yeah. It's like, it just reminds me of, you know, like, male authors when they write a female character.
Right.
And they're like, you know, she boobed boobaliciously. Down the street, her breasts were slapping her face as she sauntered through the.
Her ass was clapping down Cahuenga.
Yes, but this is like the down Cahuenga. Like, yeah, it's like men. It's like just men writing more women, and you're like, is this what we are?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is actually. And to think about, well, and even further. So this video we mentioned earlier of Michaela talking about in vlog style, might I add. Talking about her experience being assaulted as an artificial intelligent person. Which, first of all, just like, what the fuck? That is so actually insensitive.
Yeah.
It is so insensitive. It's 2021. And when this came out, I'm assuming it was still incredibly insensitive.
Yeah.
In this same video, she talks about how she can get wet and like, yes, I can. I will not be asking or answering questions about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you will be answering questions about it, because what the fuck?
You say that you're... pussy is functional. I was trying to think of a good, clean word. I just thought of the worst word. Pussy, fuck. No, but she's like, yeah, it works, but don't ask questions. I was like, that seems a bit much.
I have so many questions, actually.
Did your father program that in your brain? You know, that's such a strange, is that her dad or just her programmer?
I would say programmer.
Yeah.
What would Michaela's dad look like?
Probably, like exactly like her, except with a mustache or something.
Yep, hot and racially ambiguous.
Size 2.
Yeah.
Dad, you're so thin. But there are other AI Instagram models.
Mm-hmm.
So let's read them. Wait. Okay. So there's another AI Instagram model called Bermuda. Their caption is, robot unbothered mogul with daddy's pin and a flawless highlight. Used to be a Trump supporter.
What do you mean? They're not real people.
Why? How does that even work out? Like, you would have to be programmed to do that.
Exactly. Well, it's programming the problematicness into them. I genuinely do not understand.
The programmer just fed all of, like, their parents' like Facebook posts into like this like AI sort of like formula.
It's and it's Republican just, like... old head memes. Joey B can't make me get the vaccine. I will not be muzzled.
And then, yeah, so a stance that created significant drama between her, Michaela, and Blocko, B-L-A-W-K-O, which is another Instagram AI influencer.
Yeah.
And she used to date Blocko, and they comment on each other. So these two AI people comment on each other's, like, pages. They say, sexy, sexy villain with a clapping emoji. I don't understand.
I don't get it. The comments of people genuinely being confused. Wait, are you a robot or are you a human with a filter on? Does it matter at this point?
Yeah, it's still strange.
It is so strange.
And also, like, it reminds me of brand accounts when you run, like, a brand account and then there's, like, 7 followers. So you know that the social media specialist is, like, switching between their personal and the brand account to, like, interact. So I just imagine these, like, AI programmers are, like, you know, quickly switching accounts to comment sexy on each other's bikini posts.
Sponsored by Fashion Nova.
But the thing is, like, I understand that we have, like, another topic coming up, like, in the future, like, VTubers or, like, Twitch streamers, how they have, like, you know, avatars and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that's a little bit separate. These people are literally influencing beauty standards.
Yes.
And that's what they were created for.
Like, incredibly different from if you want to play role play as your avatar on stream or something like that. This is, like you're saying, these are verified official accounts whose majority following is children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is actually very scary when you think about it. Like the pull that these fake people have. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a, not to get too, what's the word? I don't want to like be preachy, but it's this whole conversation of the people that we actually look up to, the Kylie Jenners and the Bella Hadids, that yeah. we're like, they're so beautiful. They serve the same purpose as these. Mm-hmm. I feel like these programmers have just tapped into the crux of the issue.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, I want to bring this up actually.
What?
And I want your opinion on it. So a lot of these creators, AI creators, identify as emojis.
Yeah.
Is this not super counterintuitive to the actual communities that are fighting for visibility, like the non-binary community or the yeah. gender fluid community? Like, I don't, it is so, again, insensitive.
Well, it just reminds me of, like, you know, my pronouns are like attack helicopter or something like that.
Right.
It's like this, I mean, you don't even have to include it, you know, like
you're
you
making
don't even
a joke
how
out
you
of
identify
it, yeah.
as something. I'm like half robot, half girl. So it's just, I mean, it just seems like the guys who, or the people who made this didn't really think about that as much.
No.
Because it just seems a little bit, I don't know. I would have done it.
It's icky. I leave these pages feeling so incredibly icky.
Yeah, I would understand if, like, this is a replica of yourself. You know, like, if Lil Miquela was this person in real life.
Yeah, some young mixed yeah. programmer that was like, I want to see myself.
Yeah.
But it's also like, then do it. Like,
yeah.
why do you have to create? Oh, it's so weird.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's also weird is, like, on the digitals, so there's, like, this modeling agency called The Digitals, and they have, like, all seven of their models who just have perfect symmetrical features.
Right.
And they're all models. And their portfolio is, like, with Hyundai, you know, Next Nature, Mercedes, Glamour Magazine.
Like, what the Nexus. Actual fuck?
They don't. Vogue Arabia, Vogue Australia. So these fake, perfectly symmetrical people are influencing beauty standards. And since most of their audience is children, it's so sad.
It really is.
There is one model who is an alien, a blue alien.
Oh, at least there's some representation for the alien community.
Do you think, like, aliens are like, that's okay. You know, like, it's an idealized, like, that's not what we all look like.
Yeah.
You know, let's show some real.
Aliens
like, yeah.
are like, well, that's kind of erasing, like.
We don't all look like that, okay?
Yeah, this is, like, actually very offensive.
Oh, my gosh. And then there's this entire database of AI Instagram influencers.
Virtualhumans.org. Well, actually, okay. So the website that Sarah was just talking about, The Digitals,
uh-huh.
spelled T-H-E-D-I-I-G-I-T-A-L-S.com. If you have a moment, we are begging you to, like, mm-hmm. pause and go look up this website, because seemingly, it's like, okay, sure, it's touching on all of these categories of, like, previously underrepresented people in modeling.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, okay, what actually could be wrong with this? And then you dig deeper into it, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, this is not the way to go about it. You would actually rather create a racial minority to have them be in this modeling agency than hire a real
Yeah.
person.
So they do. Okay, so this this website does have, like, muses, which are, their muses are actual models. But again, mm-hmm. Maybe it's cheaper. Is it even cheaper to make models as opposed to just use models?
Nor. This
Misty was inspired by Daily, or or Misty Daly is in. I don't know what this is.
It's not $5 billion were spent on Instagram influencer marketing in 2018, with over 1 billion active users and a rise in quality and accessibility of 3D imaging and CGI technology. These digital influencers were looking to be a part of that industry. So, like, no, so much money was spent to create these people. And it begs the question of, like, why not just give that platform to the muses? And then when you really look at it through the lens of, like, these are white guys creating this.
Yeah. There's so Misty Bailey is one of the muses for one of the models. And so it says at fashion shows, Misty Bailey stands in for Shudu. S-H-U-D-U. Oh, my God. S-H-U-D-U. So that's, I don't understand. But I guess, you know, you need a physical being to walk the runways. So.
And Shudu is an AI.
Yes.
Model.
Yes. This is so.
And it's insane, too. I feel like this was a weird trend where these brands were like, we're getting in on this before it blows up.
Yeah.
And then it, like, never really blew up.
No. I mean, like, it was a big thing. Like, Lil Miquela was, like, the only one. But now I'm, like, looking at this. Why didn't we hear anything about one of them being a Trump supporter? I was like, had I heard about that in the first place, I would have been like, I have to make a YouTube video on this.
No, like, the girls were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were dating, and then they fought, and then they got back together, mm-hmm. and then they broke up on Instagram. Oh, my God. Wait, I want to talk about this one. Okay, so, Miquela and Blanco. Here's the tea spill. If we should play the tea spill jingle.
Yeah.
So, Brud is this website or company that created the big three. So mm-hmm. Miquela, Blanco, and
Bermuda.
They all stopped posting around the same time as well, so you can tell. Around September 2020, like, no one's posted since then. Since they created these people, they created the narrative between them. So they've completely created a story that involves them interacting, meeting up, and even having a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
So Blanco had hacked Miquela's Instagram because they were in a fight.
Yeah.
Toxic. Deleted all of her photos. Miquela's response was a fucking Notes app screenshot.
Yeah.
It was a Notes app screenshot. It's like, hi, I got my account back. I swear this is me. This has been the hardest week of my life. Like, very Tana Mojo of her. She went on this whole rant. This post has over 220,000 likes.
Oh, my God.
And at the very end, she says, okay, now here's the hard part. My hands are literally shaking. I'm not a human being. And I'm sure the creators were probably like, mic drop. Like, what the actual fuck, guys?
I do like, so you mentioned Tana Mojo. I do like the idea of, like, so for them to, like, come up with a, you know, a Notes app apology. They just, like, accumulated every single Notes app apology and just, like, touching on, like,
One of those, I told AI to write a Christmas story.
Yeah,
you seen those? Yeah, that's literally, I told my AI to write a Notes app apology.
Wait, let me see that. I'm opening my, hi, I got my account back. I swear this is me. This is so crazy.
It is! Like, no one, why is no one talking about this? This happened.
There's like, I'm sorry, I know I've lost your trust. I want to be clear and honest from here on out. I'm a robot.
You're a program.
It just doesn't.
You are software.
It just doesn't sound right. I feel so human. I cry and I laugh and I dream. I fall in love. That's so scary. Okay, I feel like there's, like, you know, 10 variations of the Matrix that have come out in the past, like, 10 years. Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to seem like, you know, like, at what point in the future, like, could we have, like, AI that's, like, actually, I don't know. This scares the shit out of me.
The plot of iRobot featuring Will Smith is Lil Miquela.
I'm Keanu Reeves!
Lil Miquela is Will Smith's daughter.
Wait, I want to read the comments for what this says. Like, what's the,
post?
I simply can't read them. It's everyone tagging someone.
It's a lot of comments in a language I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, you need some major psychological help. I think we all do.
Read her, bitch.
Also, like, it goes on. I'm not trying to let this mess me up, but it is. I'm not in a good place. I'm so upset and afraid. the more I feel these feelings, the worse it gets. But these emotions are just a computer program, and yet they still hurt. That makes me so sad.
It makes me so incredibly terrified.
It's like, you know those robots that deliver food on the street?
Yes.
And someone knocks them over, and you're like,
oh, pick him up.
No.
It's like a roly-poly on his bag.
You're like, dude, I want to pick you up and hold you.
Wait, those videos of, like, in hotels when they have them bring...
Oh, yeah.
And then you rate their service, and it does a little... like,
you're so cute. It's like Wally. So
it really is.
You know, I hate people who like knock. I stuttered so hard. But yeah, this is what it reminds me of. You know, if one of those like little robots became sentient and was like, why do people keep hitting me?
And showed their ass and tits on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, can they pose nudes?
Oh, sure.
Because I know that like they're not real boobs, but they just look like real boobs.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen those things where like they take like male chests and they like edit like female nipples on it and it like still like sits? I was like, how do you know? How do you know?
Nick Jonas. Nick
Oh my gosh, I love that meme where they just make Nick Jonas's nipples just a little bit bigger every time. So he's at the beach with like completely like purple saucers on his like chest.
Dinner plates. I think the crazy thing is I really wanted to dive into who created these people, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, there is a, on the website, you can find more.
Yeah, they've listed their names. But, I mean, this is who owns the company,
yeah.
right? Who's invested in this. This isn't actually who's the voice of Michaela, who is coming up with the ideas for the post, who's writing the captions, who's whatever.
Yeah.
And they're quoted for saying that things succeed under secrecy. And if you know who's behind it, then it's no longer fun, which is insane.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy.
Well, I just think that they would know, like, they would get in huge trouble if it doesn't match up with, like...
Absolutely.
But also, it's like, what if, like, they're, like, a private, like, they use, like, different people every time to, like, voice her. Uh-huh. So, you know, like, on that 70s show when they just, like, swapped out sisters?
Yeah.
Or, like, in The Fresh Prince when they just swapped out moms and pretend, like, well, no one's gonna notice.
Yeah.
Like, if we just, like, watch all little Michaela videos, it's, like, her voice gonna change?
Well, it's also this weird thing of, like, she's grown up online.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she was created in 2016 and it's 2021.
Is she still 19?
You don't age in the AI world.
This is like the Simpsons sort of thing where all the kids are just like, they've been 11 for 30 years now.
SpongeBob, yeah, he's been literally 30 years.
She's literally like Edward Cullen. She's like frozen in high school.
Oh my God, her vampire reveal on Instagram. She's like a... say it.
She walks in the sunlight, she starts sparkling.
Yeah!
But yeah, on the Brud website, because Brud made all these people, they're called Bruddies, and they introduce you to
that's
like...
That's good. I'll admit.
Yeah. Creative leads. This one says, I assist in creating programming and publishing content for Brud social media platforms. So you can see the people behind it.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, so there is this girl, question mark, named Emma or Emma.
Yes.
I-M-M-A dot Graham. This is the most convincing. Like, if I did not know better, I would think she's just a really pretty Japanese influencer.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Like, the attention to detail, the effects with the lighting, like, the differences in, like, the haircuts, like, the each individual hair. It's like Pixar level.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. It's really crazy. She looks like she's actually squatting. This woman is here.
Yeah. No, she's
okay,
real.
Okay, now, well, this is a visual thing. Okay, so this is the most convincing person I've ever seen that is not real.
Yeah.
What's so crazy to me?
Wait, I kind of stan her.
Wait, she's so pretty.
Wait, she does her captions in English and Japanese.
That's so cute.
She's like, I just moved into a new home. I'm like, yes, girl. Does she make music?
I have no idea. What's that thing of where, like, she's... So a lot of these influencers look like the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Like, they are very convincing, but there's something slightly off about their face that you're like, little Michaela, like, if I saw her... definitely reads as a robot.
It's them tired ass buns is what it is. She needs a different hairstyle.
Change her hair. She has traction alopecia from the amount of time. Like, they program in, like, you know, her hair is just, like, slowly, like, you know, receding. That's so crazy. And there's, like, another one. There's one called Bren.
Yeah.
Okay, but I was reading. So, since... Oh, yeah, Bren is the one that they...
Plus size.
The plus size, quote unquote plus size.
She has the least amount of followers. Go figure.
She's maybe a size 8. Let's say she's the largest size at Zara. Like, that's it. She, I can't believe they said this is plus size. I know she may even be based off of a real person. And I guess in the modeling industry, if she is based off a real model, this will be considered plus size. But I don't think anyone who is outside of modeling... would consider her plus size.
No. And we can rant about this for a second, too, because within the plus size community, there is an acceptable level of plus size, meaning you have the Kim K hourglass, you have a flat stomach, your boobs aren't huge, and you've got a fat ass. And that is the acceptable plus size model. The actual, like, what people are looking for when they're shopping for plus size clothes, the average woman does not look like that.
Yeah. Like, I, God forbid, someone have a stomach.
Literally. And this is so damaging to that.
Yeah, she's perfectly shaped. And if she is based off of someone in real life, then that person is perfectly shaped.
Yeah, they're gorge.
But I think it's like, it's true, like, you know, I mean, modeling is changing, but it seems like it's so slow. Like, yes. We've been having this conversation for the past, like, 20 years.
And yeah, sure, the agenda is being pushed and things are changing, but it feels like not fast enough. I would definitely agree.
Yeah, and these models came about, like, in the past. Like, you literally could have made these models anything.
Yes!
But they know that, you know, people don't want to see unconventional, like, actually, they don't want to see, like, a normal body type.
No.
It's crazy how they've grasped that people want to, like, relate to them, so they gave them actual personalities.
Yeah, but not enough.
But they won't go as far as to give them a stomach.
Yeah. It's like you're just missing the mark, guys.
Listen, she's a Trump supporter, but I can't have her having cellulite. Like, it's like... There's like an acceptable level of just, so it's crazy to me. She is obviously very, very beautiful.
Of course. They all are. They're all, because that's the point. They're all hot. But it's this weird thing of, okay, I think the creators of these beings should be criticized to a certain extent because, like, what does this mean to the industry? What does it mean to people like you and I, where our jobs are online? Does it make our positions obsolete? I mean, obviously, this isn't our part of the internet.
Yeah.
But it's a big, big moneymaker for the internet.
This isn't our neck of the woods.
Not our neck of the woods. I'll be real with y'all.
You will never see me in a Calvin Klein ad. And if I am, I'm like a background character who, like, had
you're
to...
holding the boom mic?
Oh, no, they had to chase me down the street to make me sign an NDA because I walked by as, like, Bella Hadid was, like, stripping naked in her car.
So, I think... Anyway, so Shudu, if you'll remember her, she is the gorgeous, very dark-skinned black Barbie doll character, entirely created by a white man.
Yeah.
Which is a whole different conversation that I don't even know if I want to get into.
I would like to know more about, like, how they find the voices for these people. Like, because we were talking, like, you know, if imagine, like, a listing on Fiverr. Like, you just, I need someone to, like, voice this character. And now their voice is making, like, thousands, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how they select it. But, I mean, their team looks pretty diverse. So I imagine, you know, but it just seems unusual.
It is. And okay, well, what about this? It's this ever, like, to zoom out bird's eye view, mm-hmm. it's this ever blurring line between reality and fantasy.
Yeah.
Where it feels like some areas are fine, VTubers.
Yeah.
But this is just, I cannot get on board with this. It disturbs me.
Yeah.
It makes me feel funky and weird.
I think, like, so I'm definitely fine with, like, AI Instagram influencers if, like, their objective is not, like, to sell a beauty standard.
Okay.
So, like, how we said it's not our neck of the woods. So sometimes, like, I'll get comments on, like, TikToks or Instagram. Like, I love seeing my body type represented on social media.
Fuck off.
I do comedy. Right. I do not do modeling. You know, like when you say like you want to see more women in STEM, it's not you want to see more
don't.
Plus women in STEM,
right.
plus size women in STEM. You just want to see women in general.
Yep.
The only time like it really calls for more diversity visually is when it's selling a look.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind if these people are just hot and random, but they're in the modeling industry. So you're selling a standard.
Yeah.
If they were comedians and, you know, a bot wrote everything that they said and, you know,
yeah.
there's just like them being funky.
Oh, I'd eat it up.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, I'll, you know, I'll give it a whirl, girl. But like, it's, yeah, it is. That's what I would prefer. And that's why, like, it's so cool. Like VTubers and like people who Twitch stream, there are actually like AI like strippers or like people like, you know, they don't dress up, obviously.
Right.
They, like, go, like, put, like, a headset on, and then they, like, strip and, like, make actual money in online strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that, dude. You're just, you're doing your thing, but this is just, since most of their audience is kids, you know.
Which is so scary.
It really is kind of scary. The internet, I feel like there should be an easier way to block kids off the internet, but.
There should be, and it's, it genuinely is the Wild West.
Yeah.
There are no laws to protect kids who are creators, like mm-hmm. these vlog families on YouTube or whatever, like those children are unprotected.
Yeah.
In like the broadest sense, and their whole lives are being put online. And this, like the children that are consuming this media
yeah.
are also unprotected. And it begs the question of like, if now we have animated AI models, do we even need real models?
I mean, I assume there's something fun about going to a fashion show, but you ever been to a fashion show?
Nope. My friend is a designer. I've been to that, but I've never been to like a New York Fashion Week.
Your friend's like, wow, fuck
my friend's
you.
Like, come on.
I showed you everything I've ever made. No, yeah. I mean, I assume like people want the real life experience because like it's the same with like online shopping. Like
yeah.
there is something. I mean, like brick and mortar stores are like coming a little bit obsolete, but people still want to go in and try things on.
Sure.
You know, I'm sick of buying like leggings online, and I just every time I try them on, I'm like, oh, it don't fit too
yeah.
long.
I'd rather see Bella Hadid wear something I can't wear, not Michaela. Come on, guys.
I can see myself in Bella Hadid,
yeah.
but not little Michaela.
Hey!
That doesn't look like me. But then also, like, I would feel kind of sad if someone, like, made an AI version of my body. I'd be like, that's not.
I'd commit.
Have you ever
someone rendered me in 360?
Yeah.
Enough. You're done.
I would not want to read the comment section of that. Like, have you gone on that website where you can put in your exact measurements and then you get
no.
to see your body? Oh, it's horrendous.
What is it called?
I don't know what it's called. But, like, I measured my stomach one time. I was like, I oh, no, man. That's not, like, I had, like, a panic attack. I just, like, there's something about seeing your body. So I guess it's whatever.
It's this, it's like, I think I know what I look like.
Yeah.
But TikTok and even YouTube continuously tells me that is not true.
Yeah. Did you know that, like, okay, there was like this one TikTok where it's like, you know, when girls go to a party and then they eventually get too drunk to suck in their stomach?
Yeah!
I was like, shut up! Shut up!
Enough! Yeah. Enough!
Get out of here! Did you know that, like, sucking in your stomach for your entire life since we're, like, children
yes.
can cause, like urinary, like, tract like,
yes.
issues? Like, people, like, have, like, the reason why a lot of us have loose bladders is because we've been sucking in our stomach and, like, pushing down our bladder. We're literally making medical issues for ourselves
yeah.
just to, like, fit a beauty standard. I was sucking in my stomach when I was 100 pounds soaking wet.
That is insane. It's clinically ill. Like, the fact that you felt like you had to do that. I remember in, like, fourth grade sucking in my stomach. When my crush would enter the room, I'd take.
It's so humiliating. And then children are watching this, and then it's just like, I mean, my mind was so malleable as a child.
You know, mine still is.
I got a baby soft skull.
I play with it when you sleep.
Yeah, if I yeah. lay down on one side for too long, I get like a, you know, a dent in my head. So
King Tut head.
Brittany comes in and rotates me. No, but it's so sad. But I mean, I thankfully don't really like follow a lot of like Instagram like models that I don't feel that bad about myself. Occasionally, I do see like pictures of people, and I'm like, I look like that. Mm. You know, I don't. But I do you like follow a lot of Instagram models?
Oh, here's my tea. I blocked Kylie Jenner on Instagram.
Just
because she makes me feel so terrible about myself. And any guy, Addison is another one. I unfollowed Addison because seeing their picture, it's not really seeing them, because I can look at them and say, oh my God, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that is a standalone statement. It's when I see the people that have liked the photo, usually guys that I have a crush on, or like girls that I really look up to, liking those pictures. It's like, it hurts my feelings and I take it personally, and I should not.
Yeah.
So to save myself those like that spiral, I just don't want it on my feed.
Yeah.
And even if like I unfollowed them, they're still on my fucking explore page. So I just blocked them, and I blocked all the accounts. They're like Kylie's closet. It's like, yeah, I don't want to see any of it. I don't really follow models. Yeah. My Instagram page is memes.
Yeah.
Harry Styles and Rosalia, and that's pretty much it.
They really are beautiful. Like, they're so beautiful that you can't stand to look at them.
That's because I feel like a sack of shit in comparison. And I know that that's on me.
Yeah.
Like, we were just talking about this in the car. Their beauty shouldn't take... Can I talk? Can we both talk
today? You got it. Their beauty doesn't...
I'm gonna start over. Their beauty doesn't take away from my beauty.
Yeah.
Because there are other... What's the saying? There's so many different types of flowers and each one is beautiful.
Yeah.
Which is true. And it's this whole thing of, you know, Eurocentric beauty standards versus whatever. And certain eras being... Rail Thin is in style, and then a certain era is Kim K, and then after this is going to be the boy body again. It's like things change so rapidly, but to preserve my mental health and to keep on the self-love journey, I don't want to consume that media. It's being it's honestly being force-fed.
No, it really is being like force-fed. And also like Lord, but it's just like I mean, I understand that. Like, every time I see, like, straight TikToks that pop up where it's, like, girls are mad at their boyfriends for, like, liking a certain photo.
Yeah.
And there's, like, that Summer Rae girl, I think. Yeah. And they keep liking. It's, like, is it? It kind of hurts. It does hurt because it's, like, do you want me to be that? But then also, like, I understand, like, as a quote-unquote influencer, like, when you just randomly like something.
Sure.
But then again, people don't follow me for the visuals. They follow me for the mustache and the laughs.
They follow me for my toilet time.
They follow me for my body type.
They follow me to make themselves feel better. I get sympathy likes.
My body looks like when someone's just beginning to make like a clay model. And they
Come on, dude.
No, it's just like lazily slapped together. And it's like it could be something, but it's just like that's what it is.
A general human form.
Yeah, it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
I've got a head.
This is, you're before they finish rendering the AI completely.
I'm the rough draft.
Yeah.
I'm like pixelated. I barely move.
We're both Pixar characters that haven't been fully rendered.
But I would love to see that. I just made like a weird mouse sound. I would love to see like a half-assed, you know, AI like
sort
of.
Oh, I would too. Show me an ugly AI influencer. Just someone who's homely. Yes. Butterface.
But they're really funny.
Yeah.
That would actually be so insulting. It's like the one time they're open to making a funny one, it's just like ugly. It's like
on the website it says muses. It's you and I. Sarah Shower and Brittany Broski were the influences for this.
Melt us together. And then that image is then they create like an AI off of us.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you think it would be, there are like CGI like comedians, but
there are.
There, I mean, it shows up on like my Instagram feed all the time, but they have like these sets where it's like, what's up with people? And then,
that's good.
I know.
It's really good.
I wrote it down.
You're going to Amy Schumer that later.
Yeah, I try to pass it off as my own at the Groundlings. You guys are going to love what I just came up with.
I have never seen a CGI comedian.
Oh, well, you're not following the right people. I should have come up with the list now that we're talking about this.
Who can you think of?
I truly cannot. Like,
damn.
But it's kind of funny because their jokes make no sense. It's like a meme where it says like fish be like bottom text. So it's like the how bad it is the point, which is really funny.
Fish be like.
Fish be like.
Bruh. All right. There is, I think that's what's funny is of the absurdism of it. It's Dada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love the Dada.
Neo-Dadaism.
But then there's actually like, we have like a run for our money because like these like guys are taking our brand deals.
Yeah.
You know, like this this like CGI comedian is doing like something for, you know, cerebral mental health. And I'm like, no, no.
No, my money.
It's me. Your trauma's not real.
Man, the minute that Crocs or Bud Light starts doing deals with these CGI people, I'm done. I'm done for.
You know, like I'm fine now because they're going after like Kylie Jenner's like sort of gig. And I'm like, you know, leave the beer to us.
Yeah.
You know, I got the nicotine patches in the bag. But so there are other
nicotine patch. It's like Trailer Park Core. Yes. That's who sponsors us.
I would actually love to see myself in a CGI influencer. Like one day they go on Instagram stories and like, you know, took too much Adderall and they just rant about like global politics. And I'm like, I like that. That's kind of funny.
It is. It's good. We should pay someone to render us as AI. Yeah.
I know, like, you know what? I don't know anything. I just blanked right just then.
That's
and there.
Okay.
That was so crazy how that keeps up. Sorry, my brain's not working today. But yeah, so brands, it was kind of crazy because brands are like, find, they think that it's easier to work with them because, like, humans are flawed and it's just like, I don't know.
I am super into on TikTok. I don't know why they're on this website, virtualhumans.org. I'm super into the animated videos. It's not even like people. It's like little characters.
Oh,
little,
yeah.
If y'all follow Noodle and Bun or Good Advice Cookie, Good Advice Bun.
Oh, Good Advice Cupcake? I wrote for that when I worked at BuzzFeed. That's owned by BuzzFeed.
Really?
Well, I worked for their social media. I saw them. There's like a... So there is this website of every single virtual human that's ever like existed. And they just have it like listed. They have like Good Advice Cupcake, which I did helped with at BuzzFeed. And then they have like every... Like Lil Michaela. They have Minnie Mouse. They also have the Geico Gecko. So it's literally every single...
I think that... Yeah, this is just a database. This isn't like... actual influencers. Geico Gecko is doing a BetterHelp sponsorship.
No, he's like modeling for Gucci.
That the world is so dystopian. I would not put it. You just gave them an idea.
Do you think that like these models have to go into like a fitting? Like would it like
no.
they have to like? Oh, never mind.
No.
But they also have, you know, Good Advice Bun. They have such hot creators.
Minnie Mouse has an Instagram.
Minnie Mouse has does she?
She identifies as the rat emoji.
Oh my god. There's this in Instagram. This is like this AI person whose name is John Pork, and it's just a man with a pig head. He's basically the coolest pig in the world. Wait, oh my gosh, they do have identifies as half pig, half man.
This is
That is so crazy. He's from Italy. He's an Italian pig. Half man pig.
I see him on my explore page. Oh my god.
You see him on your explore page?
I see him on my explore page as a joke. Where they're like, dude, what the hell? And it's just a picture of him with the fucking pig face. Oh my god. He's real. I'm following him.
I can't open. That is so crazy.
This is insane.
He has 14,000 followers on Instagram.
I stan him.
He's a DJ. He lives in Italy.
I literally cannot describe to you. This is like, it's a human with a full-on pig face.
Yeah, but human eyes.
Human eyes and human swollen human pig hands.
I wonder when he speaks, is it like, sweet?
Oh, but it's Italian. Oh my god, here's one of him talking.
What does it sound like?
Unless he's rapping.
Is he tripping?
Okay, so he's a DJ.
Wait, I would actually love to see like AI Instagram influencers like trip or like, because I feel like you could program a like a bug, you know, and then the bug would be like acid. That's so crazy.
He's
to me.
Literally a DJ. He's Diplo, but John.pork. Guys, go get my boy John.pork on Instagram. Shout out John Pork.
You know that meme where it's like guys try mushrooms for the first time and develop empathy? Like, I wonder. I wonder if like. You know, AI men are also emotionally as stunted as a lot of men. Not all.
Yeah,
but yeah.
They, it's this whole thing of like, how are they in relationships? Do you think the people who voice them are dating each other?
That would be so cute.
That would be kind of cute.
Oh
my God, you voiced the dystopian little Michaela. I voiced John Pork.
Or like they hired one person. They're like, do you have a partner perchance? Because we're trying to make this work.
Is he looking for a job?
And the reason why they actually broke up and is because they broke up in real life. So it's like, oh, little Michaela's getting going through a breakup.
Little Michaela accidentally deleted her private. It's like the actual real girl. And now she only has Michaela's Instagram.
What if they had Finstas?
Oh, I bet they do.
They, like post hole.
I'm looking up little Michaela hole. Lil Michaela Finsta.
It would be funny if they're like talking shit about the people who program them. Mom and dad are such assholes.
Sorry, but I'm gonna... Okay, this is a tweet from Lil Michaela 2019. Sorry, but I'm gonna treat Twitter.org as my Finsta for a sec because Spiral, my new crush, feels so different. Like I met him through a friend and I tried to give him my IG, but then he said he wanted to get to know me in person first. And then she put the meme of someone looking... What's it? The painful... The guy in pain.
Yeah, wait.
Old man in pain.
Lil Michaela has an Instagram account?
A Twitter.
Wait, is it Little?
Lil. L-I-L.
Oh my God, and she's verified.
This is so much.
I want to read a...
She is still 19.
She has a baby picture. Lil Michaela. So there's a picture, a baby picture of her on Twitter. It's like, so she ages. She gets older.
Ew, what the fuck? Make- Damn, she still had them fucking buns. She came out the womb with buns on. Jesus.
I want to see, what is this? It's all like voting things. Make sure to vote.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually really nice.
Twitter, your favorite bot is back with some updates. She literally is a bot.
She replies to you like everything. It's all about the next NFT.
Oh.
Sorry, we're looking through this now. She tweeted, which shitcoins are y'all buying today? So I think she's, you know, talking shit about bitcoins. I do like that, shitcoins.
Oh, damn, get them. Get them, Michaela, shit.
But I would love to see her engage in discourse, you know? Check your wallets and show me your latest blessing from Venus. What is this? I want to see if she's done drugs.
Who do you stand, Bermuda or Lil Michaela?
Well, Bermuda used to be a Trump supporter.
But used to be. She came around. She's changed.
She's literally programmed. She did not change. They just, like, you know, restart, like, rebooted her.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's such a dated joke. I think Bermuda is pretty, but there's, what is that, FN Mika? There's, like, a rapper on TikTok.
Oh, God, this guy is a lot.
He's a robot rapper. He makes NFTs, and his caption is, embraces the ambiguity of being a virtual influencer and his social media presence. Oh, wait, that's an about him. Makes weird cringe TikTok. A lot of kids follow him.
He has 10 million followers on TikTok.
Are you serious? My Lord.
10 million. I bet it's more than that now. That was 11 weeks ago. 127 million likes.
Every single one of his videos has like 20 million views. That is so crazy to me.
So, like, who do you think is behind this guy?
This is actually just, what's that guy who's like, I'm going to blow up and hopefully I don't know anyone?
Oh, Riff Raff.
Yeah, Riff Raff just made this. Riff Raff made this and voices it.
Riff, that sounds, yeah. 57 million views on one video. I'm going to
wait,
TikTok.
Wait. There is a, okay, so you guys can't see this, but there is a TikTok on FNME. K.A.'s TikTok, and it's just a gamer chair with a toilet bowl connected.
we need two of those.
That's actually really smart. I would love a chair that's also a shitter.
It's not connected to anything, though, so you just shit and it sits there.
You just have to replace it yourself.
Yeah, you gotta lay...
it's like a Dyson vacuum. You have to empty it out, like, in the kitchen trash
like
can.
It's like an RV.
Have you ever been in an RV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to camp all the time. I've emptied shitters before.
Oh, I've never had to do it.
The septic.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a Starbucks ad on here, too.
That is insane. Okay.
PS5 Starbucks ad.
Bruh. It's just a lot.
The crazy thing is that, like, is this better? Is this what people think influencers are?
That is a great question.
Like, this is like a poorly written, like, Netflix series where, like, they're talking about, like, dude, we got so many hits on our website. And it's just like a, it's
we
so
went
dated.
Viral.
It's like, this is definitely crafted after Logan Paul. But do people realize that there are different types of influencers?
I don't think so.
I think they just think beauty and then, like, you know, we're going to prank you on, like, YouTube sort of influencer.
I really think it's like... The weird side of beauty, makeup, modeling, tech.
Yeah.
Like streamers and all that. And then, the Jake Paul types. Like, definitely for sure. But it's this weird thing, too, of like, internationally. Because, you know, as Americans, we're like, there's such complexities within the online community.
Yeah.
Internationally, I do think this is how people view American influencers.
Rich,
stupid, and have so many views.
I think it's so crazy. I mean, Americans are stupid, but so is everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think we're just the loudest stupid people. So everyone's like, oh, they're like stupider than us.
Yeah.
You're just quietly stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you whisper.
You
stupid.
Have communities. You have walkable roads. Shut up. Oh, you have a farmer's market? You're better than me?
You think
Shut up, Italians.
We have David Dobrik.
Help.
If you've ever wanted to see someone yell at a fast food worker, we got you covered.
Yeah.
That's what we bring to the table. God.
It's a lot. This one has 50 million views, and it's an Among Us character dressed in Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
Please. Help. Help. The best thing to come out of today's episode is John.Pork. John.Pork. I love John.Pork. He slays. I want to see him succeed.
I'd like to see more.
I would like to see more.
Also, how come the guys can be lifestyle influencers?
Right?
The guys are all lifestyle. Like, they're all, like, pranking or they're, like, doing, like, fun stuff. All the girls are just like, I went to go get my Starbucks today and I drank, you know, and I didn't gain any weight ever.
And I got my stomach pumped.
Like, whenever I tell people in real life that I'm an influencer, they're like, oh, do you do makeup? I'm like... I've painted myself pink to turn myself into a sexy Patrick Starr, but I don't think
How
anyone
would you describe that. Checkmate, liberals. Where's your god now?
It's like no one can like fathom that there are. Sorry, I keep leaning back. No one can fathom that like non-male influencers do anything except makeup and posing.
Yeah. I think where you went wrong is describing yourself as an influencer.
Well, it's like
you're a comedian.
Well, you're backed up into a wall, and someone's like, "What do you do?" And you're like,
"I say I post stuff online. I'm an online content creator."
Yeah,
very vague term. There's no cool way to describe what we do.
No, but people oftentimes, a lot of men just go straight to porn. If I'm like, I post things online, they're like, "Well, where can I watch?"
What's the OnlyFans link?
And I'm like, "It's like OnlyFans, but clothed and on YouTube and with my roommate."
And I'm gay.
They either go to makeup or porn, and I'm like, is that what I look like to people?
So demeaning.
But then I have to look in a mirror. I'm like, what do I present to the world? Who am I?
I don't think you present
porny.
Hole out on YouTube.
But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, that's not all that non-male people do online.
Again, it's this thing of, I think it's the international question of bird's eye view, what is an influencer? And that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's cringy, rich, overly sexual.
Yeah.
Loudly American.
Gaudy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Nine Perfect Strangers?
Mm-mm.
Or White Lotus?
Mm-mm.
It could be one of either of those shows. I'm literally blanking right now. But like, they go to this like therapy retreat, and there's like this one like Instagram influencer, and there's a lady at the retreat who keeps like poking fun at her about like being an Instagram model, and the Instagram model was like, dude, I'm like a human, like I'm like stop being a bitch, like, and so I was like, yeah, that's how I feel, like that's the only time in a TV show where I'm like I would like side with an Instagram influencer, because it's like we're not like lifeless sacks of shit that just
We're just sucked dry for content. And
we are sacks of shit.
We are sacks of
shit. But we're sentient.
Only I can say that about myself. Well, all in all, this shit is fucking wild. Mm-hmm. I really need you guys to go on all of these people's Instagram accounts. Go rewind the episode and go find the @ and look it up. And also go to, virtualhumans.org?
Yes. We also want to ask the question, do you think that this is as damaging as, like, we are, you know, have pretty much agreed that, like, specifically on Instagram and, like, for a visual sort of influence, like, this is kind of, like, damaging a little bit.
100%.
Yeah, I would say there's so many other ways that you could obviously do AI and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But specifically selling a look, especially high fashion, could be damaging.
It is throwing a wrench in the fight that we're all trying to make for like proper representation and diversity within these traditionally white dominated spaces. And like all the, it's just like, I don't think anything good has come from this.
Yeah.
That is what I would like to say. I don't think that AI influencers or content creators have done anything except push the boundaries of what technology can do.
Yeah.
Which is, again, not a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think specifically for the Instagram influencers is where, like, I'm, you know, iffy. But I mm-hmm. think, I mean, I haven't really, like, seen anything by, like, a CGI rapper that I'm like, holy crap, that's pushing the boundaries of, yeah. you know, modern music.
This is art. No, I am less than impressed with that. I'm impressed with the animation, but yeah. I'm not impressed with what they've done with the with what these people are doing.
No, yeah, as a concept, like, this is so impressive. The fact that you made
yeah.
this. Software, cool as hell, but like, it's just, yeah, specifically that.
You used it for evil.
You did. But let us know how you feel, or if we're being a little bit dramatic.
Yes.
And thank you so much for listening. This has been Violating Community Guidelines with Brittany and Sarah.
Yeah!
We will see you next week where we're talking about something else.
Yeah, you better bet.
We'll see you. You won't see us.
Unless you do.
Unless you go on YouTube.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.